Good morning, mate. Nice to talk to you again.
Likewise. Thank you very much for being part of the Big Brekkie. Obviously, the big news, Ash Barty announcing her retirement a couple of days ago. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not stunned she retired early, but I'm certainly surprised it was that early. I think she's always been someone that's been, you know, not always keen on the extreme travel side of the game. You know, the 38 weeks of the year spent overseas and the challenges, particularly that the pandemic's clearly exposed a lot of that. But, I didn't think it would probably come quite when it did, although she hadn't played for a couple of months since the back end of the Australian Open. So, clearly there were some things murmuring along in the background, but look, it's a career to be celebrated. She's been unbelievable. To win three titles at three separate majors, to win Wimbledon, to break our Australian Open drought, you can only speak, you can't speak highly enough of her. And yeah, the world's her oyster, whatever she decides to put her mind to next. I mean, whether it's elite sport, she plays off three in golf, she's played cricket, she can play footy, or whether she goes off to be a mum, whether she goes off to do whatever in the space of community welfare or whatever it may be, she'll be a success.
That she will. Obviously, as you say there, she played cricket for the Brisbane Heat. She's obviously a massive Richmond fan as well. You could see her probably in the forward pocket of the Richmond AFLW forward line.
Yeah, and I think she'd be all right. And I'm sure there'd be a part of her that would love to do that. I don't think it'll happen, but yeah, look, I think that would be, you know, as her head hits the pillow sometimes at night, there'd be a part of her that would like that story.
Let's turn our attention, speaking of AFL, really, AFL tonight, it is Sydney versus Geelong. Will Buddy kick his 1,000th?
So he's four away. He's obviously kicked one against the Giants. And unfortunately, in that game, Phil Davis had his measure again, which he does tend to do a little bit. There was some speculation this game might be played against Hawthorn early in the season to give him a chance to obviously bring up the 1,000 in that contest. But, I'd say probably unlikely. The way key forwards sort of operate these days, I'd be thinking he'd probably kick two, maybe three, and we'd have to wait another week.
Just to build the tension a little bit more, Darren Parkin is the Big Brekkie AFL expert, joining us each and every Friday. And tomorrow, Dasher, it's Essendon versus the Brisbane Lions at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, the Bombers obviously need to improve. They were really poor last week in getting hammered by Geelong at the MCG. A lot of people probably didn't expect that to blow out like it did. And Brisbane, really good hard-fought win. Obviously, they've got a couple of little injury concerns around Zorko and the like, but as much as the game's in Melbourne and you always give Essendon a chance, it would be hard to tip them on the basis of what we saw from both of these teams last week. So I think Brisbane, certainly with Danaher in the form that he's in and with their midfield running the way it is, I'd be leaning their way.
How do you reckon Mitch Robinson's feeling?
Yeah, particularly given what happened with Rioli, he'd be feeling a little stiff. And there are certain players that for whatever reason attract that, and he's one of them.
And Gold Coast Suns taking on at Melbourne. I mean, West Coast were decimated by COVID-19 and injury, so good win for the Gold Coast. But any love for them against the reigning premiers?
To be competitive, perhaps. Obviously, the games at Metricon, where they generally play pretty well, they start seasons well, the Gold Coast. Their record in the last 4 or 5 years has seen them win, you know, a handful of games in the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, generally. And I think they've certainly improved. But it's a fair step up from obviously playing the decimated West Coast, admittedly in Perth last week, to playing Melbourne at home. But I would expect that they should go okay, and they wouldn't want to get blown out. But, yeah, it's hard to see them penetrating that Melbourne defence enough, particularly without Ben King.
That was the first win for the Gold Coast in Western Australia, I think, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah.
Well, a big ask for the Gold Coast Suns against the defending premiers. Hey, Darren, really do appreciate your time this morning on the Big Brekkie.
No worries, mate, any time.
Thank you very much. Darren Parkin there joining us, our AFL expert. It's 1332 4BU.